It's time again to Choose Your News with producer Justin Walker and your host, John Lee Walker.
That's me, and that's you. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
I've been better. I've been worse.
Really?
You know, I don't want to give you one of those, I've been better, I've been worse.
That's what I heard, though.
The truth is,
that's what you said.
I have been better in my day.
Yeah?
When I was younger, I was better.
Were you?
So today, on today's Choose Your News stories, we're going to go back and talk about old folks.
Okay.
All day long.
All right.
So, well, look, that's... it's episode, 31?
I didn't know we had a theme for this episode. It would have been nice to know before I picked my stories.
That's okay. Yeah. You don't want to follow my lead anyway. It proves to not be such a great idea.
Well, it's smelly up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know what Choose Your News is, you're thinking, what the hell is this? Choose Your News.
First off, why'd you click?
Yeah. Choose Your News is a lot of fun, and what we're trying to do is show you some stories that you might have missed. Mainstream media either missed these stories or purposely decided to forget about these stories, and we thought you'd need to hear them.
Right.
Obviously, we dug deep in the bowels of the internet and the dark side of the internet to find some of this stuff.
Yeah. The brown end of the internet. Yeah. That's what you like to call it. Yeah.
So we spent at least 15
fuzzy
minutes.
Fuzzy side of the lollipop.
That sounds a little bit weird.
Is it?
Fuzzy side, does that mean because it's got bacteria on it?
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but...
Bacteria, sure. That's what we got. We got a lot of bacteria hanging off of us today.
Baby got bacteria.
Baby got back. Hey, I do have some stories that are going to enlighten you, especially if you're not too hip on old people.
Okay.
Because old people are at it again. Today's
you're not too hip on old people because old people break their hip.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
I've heard that happens.
Often. Mm-hmm. We thought today we would start out story A, the lead story of the day. If it leads, it bleeds, and it's obviously some folks...
And it is gushing.
...nose here. Yeah. I say no's because an elderly cruise passengers have, this is great, they're claiming that they were tricked into smuggling 20 pounds of cocaine.
I was tricked.
It's happened to the best of us.
I was tricked.
Yeah.
Nothing ruins a vacation like getting arrested for smuggling drugs. An elderly British, you knew it had to be British people, or somebody from Florida.
Well, or Florida, yeah, it could be Florida, yeah.
Elderly British couple has been accused of drug trafficking and is facing up to 12 years in, will they have 12 years left? I'm not sure.
What? 12?
12 years in prison if convicted.
Wow.
They claim that a mysterious businessman tricked them. But authorities are not buying it. The story is from FoxNews.com.
Okay.
Roger and Sue Clark were arrested last December, according to The Sun.
Wow.
Authorities allegedly discovered 9 kilos, that's about 20 pounds. 20 pounds?
That's a lot.
Not ounces, not grams, I'm talking pounds.
Yeah, that's a lot to be tricked into.
Of cocaine hidden inside 4 travel cases in their cabin on a cruise ship near Lisbon, Portugal.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Of course it is. Yeah.
It's expensive, too.
Wow.
The couple claims...
Portugal. Those Portuguese.
Yeah, those Portuguese. You can't trust them.
You can't trust them.
You got a little Portuguese blood in you,
I feel like I need to put the disclaimer out there that I'm, like, a lot Portuguese. Yeah. So I can say that. That's us.
And I can say it because I married one.
That's true.
My
son is Portuguese.
That's right.
My son is Portuguese. I can say that. My son is Portuguese.
Damn right. The couple claims
all of my friends are Portuguese. I have many Portuguese friends.
And family, too. They're everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And when it begins holiday and it's free food, here they come. Man. The couple claims, however, they were unaware of the drugs, didn't know nothing about it.
Oh, yeah.
According to them, and we were talking about this yesterday, according to them, a Jamaican businessman named Lee, man. Lee paid them for their cruises, man. Wait,
what was his name?
Lee.
Uh-huh.
Lee. I didn't say John Lee.
No, not in this case. No.
Lee paid. Does this seem odd to you? Paid for their cruises, man.
Jobbing.
And simply asked them to pick up some empty cases from the middleman.
Some empty cases.
The cases, they're empty, man.
They said they were empty.
The middleman say they're empty, so they're empty. They also claim that Lee asked them to purchase exotic fruit for them.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Exotic fruit. What kind of fruit is exotic fruit?
Mangoes.
Mangoes are not exotic. They're all over Florida.
Exotic.
What kind of fruit is exotic?
Kiwis.
Mm. Ooh, that
maybe
might be.
A kiwi is exotic.
I'm wondering. In the current
grapefruit?
Case.
Grapefruit?
Grapefruit's not a. Not
grapefruit?
A, no.
They stain you.
Do they?
Yeah, they make your,
on
hands,
your hands
dark. Yeah. That's what I hear.
Oh, okay. That actually happened to you?
No. No, I would never eat that crap.
Did you have a thing with a fruit
No, no fruits. I'm Portuguese.
Okay. Now listen. These people don't.
Now, cocaine, on the other hand.
I resemble their remark. Uh-oh. We're starting
hold on,
over.
Hold on.
Somebody's
okay,
heard the show and starting over.
No.
Cocaine. Now this is the backbreaker.
Okay.
The couple was previously convicted in 2010 for trafficking cannabis rosin.
Oh, okay.
Near Norway.
But who hasn't done that?
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
you heard what they
said. It's completely
say.
Different. Completely different. It's not cocaine.
Yeah, well, cannabis was in this case was a mid drug. What is it? A starter drug?
Oh, sure.
They got them started.
What is that called?
And now they're on a gateway drug.
Gateway drug.
Yeah, exactly. Cannabis rosin was a gateway drug.
Oh, man.
In 2010, the current case authorities believe that the couple have been in contact with drug trafficking organizations multiple times since 2017 and 18.
Did it say how old this couple was?
Roger is 72. And Sue is 71.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess, okay.
And together, their ages together is dead.
They're the boomers.
Yeah, they say they're living off $1,106 a month. What is that federal payment here?
$1,106
a month.
Wow.
But we're somehow able to afford to spend approximately $22,500 on luxury cruises over a two-year period.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Pay for them cruises.
A lot of people, they don't like cocaine. They just like the smell, right?
Now, a diary kept by the couple revealed that they had traveled to Brazil, Cuba, and to the Caribbean.
Nothing has ever happened in any of those places that may be questionable.
I've been looking for the strange Jamaican businessman named Lee all the time.
Yeah,
you know, hey, Mr. Lee.
Now you might have found him.
And I'll pay for your cruises, but I just want you to pick up these empty cases from the middleman.
And exotic fruit.
And bring it to me.
And exotic fruit.
The couple scheduled to appear in court in Lisbon, Portugal.
Tangerines.
Next Tuesday. Tangerines. Now, there you go.
Yeah.
They were expected to deny the charges. No,
No.
The couple has reportedly been in custody since their arrest in December.
Ooh.
They're 72 and 71. And
oh, that's terrible.
And jail in Portugal.
Oh, whoa. I don't know.
If found guilty or if they live.
I wouldn't even want to live with a Portuguese person, much less be in a Portuguese jail.
They could live up to 12 more years in jail.
Yeah, wow.
So old people getting it on in Portugal.
Wow.
Our lead story, the first story in Choose Your News today. You didn't say it with me. You need to say it with me.
Sorry.
You ready?
Choose your news.
The center square this episode, episode 31.
The squishy middle.
Is Justin in the squishy middle here. You have a story for us?
I do. I'm going to read this post verbatim to you. This is from Joshua Jack on Facebook.
Okay. Joshua Jack.
Joshua Facebook. Jack says, a while ago, I got a job. It's happened to all of us, right?
Yeah.
A short while later, I lost it. For anyone who hasn't been fired, what happens is they schedule a serious meeting and they advise you to bring a support person. Sensing the bad news, I decided I need the best support person available. So I spent $200 to hire a clown. Today, somehow, it's the top story in the New Zealand Herald. Dateline New Zealand. New Zealand man brings professional clown to pink slip meeting who mimed crying and made balloon animals. Now, if you've been fired, this may be the dream scenario for you.
That's the way to go.
I'm telling you, this guy has the right idea.
You mean hammering my pair of my shoes to the boss's door?
No.
And saying, fill these motherfuckers. That's not the way to do it?
Well, I'll tell you what. That's a way to go. But
yeah.
This may be a better way.
You know, and they can avoid jail time by that, too.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, here's the story. A New Zealand advertising executive facing a bleak prospect of being fired decided to inject a bit of humor into the situation.
Yeah.
He turned that proverbial frown upside down.
Yeah.
Bringing a professional clown, which... The phrase made me laugh. A professional clown. People like you and me, we're amateur clowns.
Amateur clown. Yeah.
He brought in a professional.
Yeah.
To his final meeting instead of a colleague.
Always said, do things professionally.
Now you know this. Your wife, my mom, works in HR, so yeah. I'm picturing her in a meeting right now
with a clown.
We need to have a discussion with you.
You should do very well because she's been with me for 40 years. So
she's used to clowns. Yeah. Exactly. Just imagine. We need to see you in the conference room. You walk in there. This is my support clown. Just the red nose. Yeah, exactly. So Josh Thompson, who is a copywriter for the ad agency FCB New Zealand. So this is New
Good
Zealand.
Good for you, Josh. That's a good idea.
He's apparently a budding comedian as well. Probably budding a little more now. Revealed that he had spent $200 to hire the clown, dubbed Joe. So it was Joe the Clown.
Joe the Clown.
Yeah.
He's turned that frown.
Hopefully no relation to Joe the Plumber. That's a different guy altogether. Yeah. After getting an email from supervisors asking to meet to discuss your role. Now, kudos to this guy for feeling the change in the winds.
Well,
because
you know what The Rock says.
What's that?
Know your role!
Yeah. I don't know that I would have picked up on that, or not enough to buy a $200 clown to come with me to the meeting, but maybe there were layoffs or something.
I have a feeling he was pretty sure that that's what it was.
Well, he was,
maybe
apparently.
He'd been doing something he shouldn't have been doing around the office.
Stealing
the boss's lunch.
No, I would tend to...
hitting on the boss's wife?
No, I kind of doubt it.
No.
Stealing
money?
So the clown subsequently blew up animal balloons and even mimed crying
blew
when Thompson
like,
was handed his layoff paperwork. So I love the idea that like when they're like, we're going to have to let you go. And he's like, it's so funny. It's so genius. He explained his decision on Facebook, which I just read you the post. He had been in the job since April. April to September, wow. Man. That's a short run.
Yeah, he didn't even get past the trial period. What does it give you, a 90-day
I guess
warning?
Not. No. And that's so he went out with style.
That's the way to go.
Been reading some of the posts on Facebook, and you know, many people just taking it as motivation to go throughout their day.
Getting fired is. Did I ever tell you about the program director that I worked for at a radio station?
And you told me about a few of them.
It's about 30 people worked at the radio station, right? They had a meeting. The guy called everybody in the meeting, and he goes, "Okay, guys, we're here for a team meeting. How many of you love working here at the radio mm-hmm. station?"
Yeah.
And everybody raised their hand.
Liars.
And he goes, uh-huh. "How many of you work at this radio station?" Uh-huh. And they all raised their hand. And he went, "Wrong. You're all fired."
Wow. I'm hoping that's a fake story.
No, it's a real thing. He really did. He fired everybody in just
what
one at a time.
Dick.
What a dick. Exactly. Yeah. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but basically he said, "Do y'all like working here?" And they all, "Yeah." "Well, I'm sorry, but I'm letting you all go as of today."
Wow. May gonorrhea rot him for many, many years.
I think he got eaten by a crocodile.
Maybe I hope so. A Florida crocodile. There's even a picture somebody snapped
of the clown
from the room where the you can see the meeting with the clown over and on his side, the emotional support clown.
Emotional support clown.
That's
awesome.
The salesperson sent out an email call with the header. I don't know how to pronounce this. Cholerophobia, which is the fear of clowns.
Yeah. Cholerophobia.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know.
Well, we talked about in the It episode.
Oh, right.
Last time we were talking about the clown that floated in the backyard.
It,
I did see it.
Yeah.
It was
not great.
Different.
I hear it's pretty awful.
It's not as good as the first one.
Well, the first one was a lot of fun, but this one was... But none of it as fun as the man who brought a clown to his firing.
Have you seen that TV commercial? I guess it's a regional commercial, so not everybody in the world has seen it. But there's I guess the hamburger place or the sandwich place is called Mr. Pickles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Right, okay. And they have a commercial where they the guy that's the intern orders Mr. Tickles,
which is
a clown,
right?
And he's in
a board meeting
with all these old.
They were supposed to get sandwiches for him, and he ended up getting a clown instead.
So he got all these old people running around the room,
and the clown is chasing him around. Yeah.
And speaking of old people, I'm going to finish off today's Choose Your News.
There you go.
Episode 31.
All right.
With more about the old folks.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Headline: Police: colon.
Uh-huh.
Pair of 80-somethings, that would be octogenarians, okay. 80 years old, are among six that are caught engaged in sexual activity.
Okay, well, that's...
In Fairfield Woods.
Yeah, I was going to get a pizza tonight, but man, now you just... I'm just not going to eat.
80-year-old Nicky people.
I'm going to take a bath in bleach and
thank
try
you very
to
much.
Get
that's,
out of my...
That's the end of the joke for the day. 80-year-old Nicky people.
Oh, boy.
Fairfield. Police arrested six people, including a pair of people in their 80s.
Where is this Fairfield?
Last week, after getting reports of lewd and sexual activity in the Grace Richardson open space area at the intersection of Congress Street and Morehouse Highway.
One too many open spaces.
You asked me where the hell it was.
There it
was. I guess this is Fairfield, California.
Oh, okay.
Because Californians are crazy as hell. They'll do this kind of stuff.
Well, not, you know.
Anyway, according to police, the department received several complaints. Not one, not two, but several complaints.
Wow.
I mean, look, these 80-year-old people are getting not let. Good for them, right?
Okay.
No.
I mean, if you
almost,
feel that.
Almost
sure.
threw up in my mouth.
Nobody should be getting it on publicly.
Exactly.
Much
that,
less
that
80
is
olds.
My point. You can be 115 and do it, but just don't do it in front of me.
No, if you're 85 getting it on publicly, that should be a federal crime.
Getting it on, great. But
No, I said publicly.
Federal crime?
Yeah, that should be federal.
I agree.
At this point, that should be corporal punishment.
This place is called the Grace Richardson Parcel.
Uh-huh.
It's an 87-acre piece of land that was part of a major acquisition from the town. H. Smith Richardson family back in 1966.
Wow.
I guess it became the H. Smith Richardson Golf Course. And open space.
There were definitely some holes played that day.
Woo! The Fairfield Police Department's Quality of Life Unit. They've got a unit for the.
I don't think they need to worry about these guys' quality of life. They're
that 5 o'clock meal wasn't fast enough for
me. Right, right.
Call the Quality of Life Unit. Damn it! Anyway, the quality of life.
We're getting in the van to the Indian casino. Come on, everybody. It's not moving fast enough.
It does sound like California here. With the quality of life unit assigned to investigate. On August 9th, officers and detectives from both the special services unit and the quality of life unit conducted surveillance in and around an open space area. They also burned their eyes out when they saw
Oh,
my God, I can't see. Several violators were observed, not one, not two, but several violations were observed, and the following arrests were made public. Daniel Dobbins, age 67, charged with, it would be like the TV show where they're all standing up there, these old farts are standing up there in front of the stand.
The heights, the usual suspects type thing.
They're all standing up there, so here's the countdown.
Right, right.
Okay, Daniel Dobbins, 67, charged with breach of peace and public indecency.
Whoa, he...
armed with
his
a
piece
dead weapon.
Something we used to... we hit jokes at the same time there.
Go ahead and hit yours.
I don't even remember what it was. It's off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Oh, his peace breached something that day. That's what I said.
And mine was assault with a dead weapon.
Otto, obviously not.
Otto D. Williams, who is 62, charged with breach of the peace. Charles Ardito, who is 75, was charged with breach of the peace and just being stupid as hell.
Yeah.
John Leonard's 60. Well, there's no women here.
I was about to say.
What? Wait, where are the girls, guys? Whoa, I think I went the wrong way on this one. Oh, John, wow. No, wait, there's got to be women here. John Leonard, 62, charged with breach of peace and public indecency. Okay. Richard Butler,
okay,
82.
Dick Butler here, all right.
Dick Butler, breach of peace, and Joyce Butler. I guess.
Oh, wow.
I guess she was servicing the entire.
Joyce, you naughty minx. Wow.
Joyce, 85, was charged with breach of peace.
Yeah, breach, all right. Yeah, wow.
All were released on a promise to appear in court, but they're so old in hell, they'll forget.
Or don't.
They'll forget, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The court date was not given in the release to the police department. The internet search revealed that the park has been advertised as a city hookup guide.
Wow.
In a city hookup guide. As a meetup spot, along with other Fairfield locations, including, just so you write these down so you'll have them for later.
Take your notes.
If you want to meet some 80-year-olds, here we go. Jefferson Street Commuter Lot. I guess that's if you want to park your car and drive in.
Jefferson Street Commuter Lot. Uh-huh.
And McDonald's at the Interstate 95 Service Plaza.
Get a Big Mac and a Little Mac at the same time.
A little something here.
It is.
A little something, something. Yeah. Police are continuing to monitor.
The burger is a little soggy.
Yeah, so is my wife. Police are continuing.
Joyce, right? Was it Joyce?
Yeah, she's real soggy.
Oh, Joyce
now.
Is soggy. Yeah. She's.
Police are continuing to monitor the locations and internet advertising. Captain Robert Calamaris said that the department is committed to keeping public places appropriate and safe.
You ever see a bat's wing?
At least one of those arrests has been charged before on similar charges in 2017. Dobbins, old Dick, he's at it again.
Yeah,
old Dynamite Dick Dobbins was issued a misdemeanor summons on second degree breach of peace by the New Canaan Police Department.
Well, this isn't that weird. You know, I was looking at a story. You know, 73% of 57 to 64-year-olds are identified as sexually active. 73%. 53% were 65 to 74, and they also said they were sexually active. Here's the big thing. 75 to 85, 26% of them sexually
are
active.
Are still active.
26%.
Wow.
That's incredible.
It could be better.
Well, here's the thing. And you probably know about this, but the old folks' home is a great place to get an STD.
Guaranteed.
Chlamydia infections have increased 52% there. Syphilis infections have increased by 65%. And gonorrhea cases have gone up, are you ready for this? More than 90%.
Woo!
Talk about a breach.
Loosey-goosey.
Oh, my goodness.
Get loosey-goosey down at the home.
Oh, man. Or at the McDonald's.
At McDonald's. Give you a break today.
Have it your way. No, that's Burger King.
Is it having your way?
Probably doing it at the Burger King, too. I don't know. Who knows?
I'm sure we can have some other meat metaphors, but we probably should have avoided to do that.
Here's the only way that this would have been completely okay. Let them off. No charges, okay?
Yeah.
Is if they were doing their thing, whatever that looked like, you know? And
six guys and one woman.
And then two millennials who wanted to get it on just happened to stumble onto them and found them and went, no, get it away. In that case, let them off free and easy. They've done us a service.
They killed a millennial. It's all good.
It's all good, Granny. I don't think death was the answer, but you know, maybe, 70, I guess.
75 to 85. What did you say, 26%?
It was 75 to 85 was the lower of the percentages, but it was still pretty good.
Give me the
exact
number because I got to talk your mom
75
into,
to 85.
I got to talk your mom into something tonight.
26%. Good luck. May the force be with you.
Whoa. That's another episode, boys and girls, of
Choose Your News. Wow.
I wish we could have found something better, but that's the best we could do.
Holy cow.
Hey, until next time.
Right.
Remember, you don't have to play a sport to have a whole sack full of balls.
Oh, goodness.